ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The administration makes a choice, President-elect Donald Trump picking longtime campaign co-chair Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Susie has been at the campaign for many years, since the beginning. The question is, how does she transition that role from a role in the campaign into the White House, managing the Oval Office? Will she be able to do that effectively with her boss in the West Wing? That is the big question, and we'll see how her management style is and if she's effective in that way.
ABC's Catherine Folder is at Mar-a-Lago. Three people have now been charged in connection with the death of One Direction member Liam Payne. They are accused of supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics, as well as abandonment of a person followed by death. Payne fell from his balcony on the third floor of a Buenos Aires hotel. Five hospitalized, more than 60 arrested after violence broke out following an Amsterdam soccer match. Israeli fans believed to have been targeted. An investigation underway. This is ABC News. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into the phone used by one of President-elect Trump's lawyers.
New details on the length Chinese spies will go to infiltrate American politics and President-elect Trump. Multiple sources tell ABC News hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into the phone used by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche. The sources say in the lead-up to the election, the hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages and captured audio recordings of some of his calls. We're told most of the communications involved family and friends, but the FBI is working to determine whether more sensitive contacts were compromised.
That's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Questions following the Federal Reserve's quarter-point interest rate cut on Thursday. The central bank suggesting some uncertainty over the pace of future cuts. Donald Trump's election win this week could reshape the economic outlook for the country and drive up prices. I could stall further rate reductions, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's too soon to tell. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor, so, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
A good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
On the next New Wisco weekend, we're honoring veterans for their service. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. A special program brings veterans home. Another teaches guitar and so much more.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I get the wrong headphones on. Hang on.
Well,
hang on.
Some of us get here 1:45, kind of get ready, do a little show prep.
Much better.
Yeah. Hi, John.
Hey. Hello. Hi, Todd. So, what do you think of our plans?
No.
Why?
We're, no. I don't know. There's a business that may be coming up for sale, and Johnny wants to buy it.
And we want you to manage it, Todd.
Who's we?
You and me.
Business is tough. We've had a lot of business people on here, and it's here's the thing, John.
We got businesses. Todd.
Businesses are great when they're making money. When they're not, that's when it's not fun.
I've always wanted to own a business.
Yeah,
this is my chance.
It's
you and me.
Low
entry.
It's low entry cost. Oh, anyway, we'll see.
Todd, you in?
I don't know. Here's the problem. The business I think that you guys are looking at deals with the public.
Yeah.
And, you know, in general, I don't like people.
All right, so you know what?
That would be hard for me.
You don't have to. I'm just like the accountant.
I'm lining up behind you.
You don't want me doing your accounting.
No.
No. I'm on a first-name basis.
You're
with
that guy yesterday we had in with the Sandries? What was it? Sir with an S.
Peter Brittle.
It was Gold Coast Candy.
Gold Coast Candy, but yep. He had his first name in there, and then he had from Gaza. Where was it from?
Ghana.
Peanut brittle. You know, he's been at this for a while, and he's only at 250,000.
You teach this, Jim.
I know. That's why. And what's the number one reason businesses don't work, Johnny?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Why does a business fail?
Why does a business fail?
Right.
Well, obviously, not enough customers.
Right. But, okay. That would be marketing.
But, what? I don't know.
They run out of money.
Oh, well, that.
And so there's a time.
We got Todd's money.
You have to put, okay, well, that's just it, because we're both in radio. And
I'm putting all my stocks into Todd. Todd, okay. Listen to me. Okay.
You two guys do it. I'll consult for 10% of sales.
No. No way. No way, no way, no way.
Not of profits.
Why won't you just go partners with me?
No, John.
Seriously? Okay.
John, we don't get along now. Can you imagine if we were in business together?
Nobody gets along. You think Trump and his people all got along?
True. That is true. I'll tell you what. Do you remember when AMS got off the ground? Wally Hilliard and your buddy.
Yeah.
Wires.
Out of their garage.
Yeah.
And they started in their garage.
And they had an unbelievable business at one time, and they would host seminars for like us young entrepreneurs. And, you know, they had a theater room in there.
Yeah.
And I asked them, I said, how is it working together so close for so many years? And I want to tell you that they said it's a lot easier when you're making money.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they did. Those guys were printing money for a while. I don't, well, are they both dead now?
Oh, Ron passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so did Wally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Then they're both gone.
Yeah, yeah. I just,
one plus one.
Hey, no, you're right. Happy you're, Friday,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, right. Wow. Hey, I hope, you know, let's talk about this,
Jim.
No, I won't talk. Let's talk about the, so, I've
okay,
been talking,
no.
I've been getting texts.
Turn him down. Yeah. I'm throwing this out there. I need a business partner. We have an opportunity 10 feet away from us, possibly, to take over a business. Okay? 10 steps away from us.
Okay.
All right? I need a business partner. Since you won't do it, and Todd, you're a little reluctant, I'm still going to try to bring you in. But I need somebody. Is there anybody out there who would have a vested interest in my business right here, downtown Green Bay? I need a partner. I'm going to take over this business. Todd, are you in? Yes.
What's
or
the
no?
Partner? What do you need a partner for?
Well, I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Why do you need a partner, John?
Okay. Well, okay. I will say this. I'm not really good financially at dealing with numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
That whole thing. So I need somebody for that. I will be the spokesperson. I will be the publicist. I will be the advertiser. I will do all this stuff.
What are you going to, what's the business going to do, do you think? Like, what are you going to sell?
Right next door.
So well, you're going to keep that kind of idea. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be like Mino's birdhouses.
No. I would sell them there, though.
You'd what?
I would sell birdhouses in there. I'd, a lot of barnwood
stuff. I usually go into a grocery store to buy a birdhouse.
Well, are we talking about right next to us or two down?
Well, the one two down
we
is
might take
is
over
open.
Both. We're thinking about
the one two down is closed. There's a sign on their door, and that's that little market.
Yeah,
and it's been tried twice since we've been here. And there's
literally a door in between.
Sure.
So, I mean,
they could be joined.
Let's say the market, which is available right now. You know, and you look at the paper today. I mean, the front the headlines in there are these new developments that are proposed for the downtown. If you get people living down here, a market will work. But we don't have the density right now. I mean, we look at the
window
every day.
But we will promote it, Jim. We're on the air 3 hours every day promoting it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is a good venue to...
I mean, when I was at radio, Todd, you and I have both been in radio. And let's be honest. One of the most expensive things you'll ever imagine is how much it costs to advertise on radio in some stations. Correct, Todd?
I would say any advertising, really. Right. There's a cost to it.
And we can do it for free, basically. We'll talk to Sage. We'll talk to the people at Civic. And could we have, you know...
Why would you... Okay, let's just say it's... Right.
What the...
Yeah.
Todd!
That was Todd.
Oh, my gosh.
Sage ain't gonna do this.
Todd, my guy. Oh, my... Lordy. I've never gotten a buzzer from Todd
before.
Go.
I could not deal with the public. That would be very difficult.
You have a landlord.
But, yeah, you have a landlord and...
You got me!
Well, you're a customer.
No, I'm the promoter.
You're a good customer.
Todd?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Hey.
This is almost shocking that Todd would be turning me down like this.
Yeah.
Thought he was my guy. Yeah, my wingman. No?
Yes.
That, I'm trying to protect you, John.
Right. There you go. Me too. Okay, I'm going to say that instead of saying
protect me from what?
Yourself. Right, John, let's say you go $20,000 to get this thing, just operating cost. And they say, we'll give you free rent for a year because we want to get this thing going. And so you buy everything that's in there and $20,000, okay? I don't know if that seems a little bit low, but let's $20,000, which you don't, I don't know if you have that or not, but let's say.
I do not.
Okay, so then Todd and I each put in 10.
Yeah.
Right.
I got nothing, just so you know. Well, but go ahead.
Dude, me too.
I got nothing.
I don't know.
I get Social Security. Which doesn't include dental. Don't even get me started on that.
Well, Social Security isn't your dental. Medicare would be your dental.
Well, whatever. I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, let's set that aside. Have you been getting texts on the, I know we're not going to talk about, I want to talk about the election for just a second. And this is what I want to talk about. I don't really want to talk about the election. I want to talk about the mood, the demeanor. Johnny and I were talking earlier. He played football. I wrestled. We both lost. And when we lost, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
But then it was like a day or two or three. And then it's like, okay. And even when we lost to the Giants, which was devastating for me.
That's funny. We'd both bring up that game.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I had,
can say, you know what, Jim? When you said that, in my mind, I still visualize that kicker running out onto the field and saying to everybody, doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
It's 25 below, wind chill, he doesn't have a chance. 49-yard field. Nah, don't worry, guys. Forget it. Right. Who needs something? Who needs some more pizza? And he hit that field goal.
Yeah.
When you just brought that up, I had that visualization in my mind.
That was probably one of the most down moments I had.
Yeah.
And because we were all in the box.
It was like stunning.
It was. And we had the problem is, and for you listeners out there, don't tell your kids you're taking them to the Super Bowl until you're going to the Super Bowl. That was a huge mistake on my part that I learned.
Okay.
And
I had somebody call me the night before. And they're like, Minor, are you going to the Super Bowl? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. And I told you, I talked with Murphy.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. You know, and it's like, we are so excited. We're going on the Packer plane with the yada. Yeah, this person worked for the Packers. And it's like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is great. And it was like so, and that's why it was stunning.
Well, we were favored. I don't know how much we were favored.
Oh, God.
But
let's go back on something here with that. I think, and we talked about this the other day, when did the Packers' home field frozen tundra end? I think it was that game.
Yeah.
You know, the big, oh, my God, who's going to go to Green Bay in January?
And right.
And I think that's where it ended.
Right. I just want to correlate that a little bit to the election. There are some people who thought that the Kamala was going to win, and she didn't. But are you going to fight it?
I still don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Kamala?
It's Kamala.
It's Kamala. Okay.
So I interviewed Mark Becker yesterday for my show.
Good guy.
He's a good guy. He knows politics, too. And I said, I want to go back to this Giants game. Like, I was really bummed out for three or four days. But then 2 weeks later, when they went to the Super Bowl, I was cheering
and
for them,
all the young guys just came back from Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, so we're
So we were definitely, you know, rooting for him. I said, are you going to go through 4 years of this bitterness? Because, yeah, I might. I'm like, dude, no. I mean, you've got to. It's only really 2 years, right? Because they really start these campaigns in the United States so early. But I don't know. I think we have to accept what happened. And I think we got to get together.
Well,
like
I told my daughter, social media and don't just get into the weeds of this whole thing, how different will your life be? None.
Got to warn you guys something. You're two men in your 60s. You're also white. Okay. I think you got to at least understand that some people are upset about this. And an election, to tie an election and 4 years in your country and what that can mean to you personally down the road, whether it's job security, whether it's pricing and all, you're aligning it with a football game.
Well, it's a big game, though.
Dude, but that does not affect your life.
No, but I mean that was a Super Bowl.
I understand that. Okay. But that's not going to affect you or your children.
Exactly. Yep.
So please don't do that.
That's what I try to get across to because my daughter, I'm so concerned about my daughters or your grandkids.
Well, that's what Todd is saying.
Saying you guys are equating it to a game which doesn't affect your grandchildren or your granddaughters or anything. This is something that could affect people long term, actual human beings.
So I
understand that you guys are not worried, but there are some people that are.
And I understand that.
And,
I respect that.
But please don't equate it to a football game, Jim, okay?
But that was a big game, Todd. No, I'm not sure. But I mean, you're talking super. I mean, okay, people still talk about the Super Bowls the Packers have gone to. That affects people's lives in a certain way. We live in Green Bay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, John, you're in.
This is right. We're agreeing on something. So I'm not even joking about this. I need an investor to take over a business right next door.
Look at your text.
All right.
You got 20 seconds. No, right on the screen, John, where the text comes
in. Can we turn it into a dispensary? I'm in, Kyle.
I'm in.
Is that gummies?
Yeah.
Is that legal now?
Not yet. We're getting there.
Let's do it illegal.
Okay. I don't care about you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Vito the Mayor here on a Friday. Man, this week has been bizarre, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It just totally has.
Crazy.
Yeah, it.
Wow. Yeah. So we got some texts coming out. I guess evidently we punched some buttons.
Yeah. Ooh. We want to.
All right. Well, we got this one text. Todd, you are 100% correct, Steve.
Okay.
Got another one from Carol. Speak the truth, Todd. Another one. Are you too serious, Rick? Right. Another one. Todd is 100% correct. The election versus a football game, not even close to being the same. And we agree on that. We agree. But it wasn't just a football game. It was the champion. It was the NFC Championship game.
But that didn't change your granddaughter's life. Potentially, it just did not. Right? It didn't affect your daughters or your son.
Okay.
It was still an NFC Championship
right,
game.
Right, right. What
am I thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. I got another one. I agree with Todd. It takes a long time to get over this. We went through 4 years of Trump before. It wasn't good. Yada, yada, yada. But, okay, go ahead, Todd.
I just want to say this. I'm not pro anybody, right? I do have my feelings, and I was disappointed in the election because this is not my outcome, okay? I am a pretty good loser
most
of the time.
I'm a great loser.
This isn't a loss for me.
Can I be honest with you, though?
This is a loss for people that I care about.
And when I played sports, and you know they have
you
those,
were not a good loser.
I never shook a hand.
I know.
Yeah. In my lifetime, in a game, I never shook a hand after a game.
And yet we should get over this.
Right.
I don't know.
Is that crazy?
I mean, Jim, your daughter's concerned, right?
Yes.
So okay.
Although I told her, let's not look at the negatives. What's positive? I just take something very basic. The tax cuts that are coming. So people who make, like, he's got it in
Jim.
Median average.
Just because he's got it planned doesn't mean that's going to get executed.
I think
a lot of people believe that from the last time. There was a lot of things he was going to do that just never happened.
Yeah, but I think this one is because I think he's going to. The only reason I say that, Todd, I just want it's not a big
show
big
me
deal,
the money.
But
you show me this is going to be better, and I'm all for it. I will support it.
If your average income is $80,000, because he takes averages. If your average income is $30,000, if it's $80,000, if it's $200,000. So if your average income is $80,000, your taxes are going
to
be $1,300 less. Why? He's not even sworn in yet. My point is, give the guy a chance.
That's fine, Jim. But a lot of people did give him a chance last time and felt that he did not come through for them. Now, again, I'm all for it. I'm behind it. you can't discount somebody's being upset about this hey, you know, the guy doesn't drink. That's a good thing. I'm sorry. That doesn't affect me personally, right? It doesn't affect my family personally. So I'm just saying, please don't equate it to a football game.
No, but okay. But let me just say this. When I talk about, you talk about your quality of life or whatever you do and your whole surroundings, what's the whole aura about your life? You live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're a Green Bay Packer fan or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you're Wisconsin. You're whatever. The Packers are an emotional thing. I mean, they're a big emotional thing. And I'm being honest about this. I'm not joking around. I think the Packers' fortunes are as much in a person's psyche during the course of a season as political things are. That's what I'm saying. Don't you agree?
No. I don't.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I get excited when the Packers went to the Super Bowl. What a high, right? Celebrations, great stuff. And we get depressed when they don't. But that doesn't affect me 2 years down the line or even 10 years
down the
line.
But I'm just saying, I think when a person wakes up and they go to work in the morning, how the Packers are doing like that, and you lose an NFC championship game. Again, it's not just a game. It was the NFC championship game. How that would people will remember that for the rest of their lives.
I got two more texts.
Okay, okay.
One was, just stop, John. Just stop. Strongly disagree, John. Just stop. What is positive? Hopefully this 4 years goes very fast for this country to move on.
Okay, and what is positive? This is, I think, what's positive about it. And I told my daughter this. Americans are, I think, pretty good people, pretty smart people, pretty caring people. I think no matter what side of the aisle on, right, you want a good economy, you want safety for your kids, you want good education, and, you know, quality of life. The majority of people voted for this guy.
I agree, Jim.
5 million more.
But,
we haven't won the popular vote.
Okay.
Republicans. I didn't say
okay.
we.
But, well, you did.
But
here's the thing.
I did.
There's still all those people that aren't happy about it. And you're saying, okay, in 2 days, get over it. Everybody be happy.
Okay.
Just remember what happened.
He just gave you the finger.
Let's
see that?
Well,
I don't take
a lot of time.
It's like my principal.
Yeah.
What happened last time when he didn't win? And did you tell those people to get over it?
Yes.
You did.
I did. Look, I've been in politics for 20 years. If I lose, it's like, hey, look, he's the mayor. She's the mayor. He's the governor.
I agree.
So, here's a good example. I was thinking about this last night. Mark Green.
Yeah.
Friend of yours.
Yeah.
Friend of mine. Knew him pretty well. Ran against Jim Doyle. Okay? I will admit, I supported Mark Green.
Okay.
He was a friend of the family and knew him and knew his kids and his wife and everything else.
I will say this. Okay, he did a lot of things for my veterans.
All right.
Okay, so
anyway,
go ahead.
Todd, this is my point. He lost. Governor Doyle won. What do I do? Congratulate Governor Doyle. It was like maybe a year later that I was in, just Governor Doyle and I had breakfast in the governor's mansion talking about how we can get things going in Green Bay. So I think that's what we have to do is like,
Give us some time.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Don't come to me 2 days after three days after.
Okay, didn't I read something last night? Biden's going to have breakfast with Trump?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
And we continue to get texts in. We need to move on. People don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is trying to be facetious about that, about the Packer thing. That affects people, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying
you're
that.
You're so invested emotionally into something like that.
But it doesn't affect their actual lives or their livelihood 5 years down the line.
And I understand that, but when emotionally, when you invest into something like that, that's a deep-seated thing.
I agree.
I could tell you about a game I lost in high school that still bothers me. No?
We got 1 minute.
All right.
No.
All I'm asking you guys is let people mourn. It's like somebody, in some cases, having a death in the family, and you go, look, they're gone. You got to move on, right?
Yeah.
When your parents die, you never forget.
Right.
Not equating it to that, but it's certainly maybe a little bit more in line than a football game.
All right, we're going to move on.
Okay, so I need an investor.
Yes.
And I'm not even joking about this. I want to open a business that's right next door to us. I'm dead serious, 100%.
Mine and the mayor's weed. No. Whatever you guys want to do.
Well,
yeah. See, Jim. Now Jim's in. Now Jim's
I just
said,
yeah, what's our hook? What's unique? Why did it fail?
Okay, what did we got guy yesterday? It doesn't stick to your teeth.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta have
there
something.
It is. Okay. We gotta find that hook, and I'm in.
Okay. And Todd, you're in on this.
Okay.
We're pulling you in.
Yeah, that's right. We need you, Todd.
We don't care if you don't want to be. We're pulling you in.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
So what do you think? Are some of our international customers trying to buy this calendar year before the Trump administration's in place? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One dairy analyst sees some of that activity. He'll explain next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Right after the election, we saw a flurry of activity in a few of our commodities, but it didn't necessarily include dairy. That's according to Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg out of Chicago.
What we could potentially see here up front, and I think that's kind of what our eyes are on, is, hey, are we going to see some front loading happening, right? We got a couple months before inauguration happens. Are you going to see some people load up on products? You know, is Mexico going to come in and load up on cheese here now, even if they think price is going lower, knowing that tariffs are probably coming? I think that's probably what we could see happen here. And then I think kind of just to flow right into that, whether they want to front load or not, we're the cheapest in the world on cheese perspective by 20 to 40 cents.
So is it price or position when it comes to dairy positioning right now? That's Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny to $1.80. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at $1.75. Double A butter dropped a penny and a quarter to $2.66 and a quarter per pound. What's happening in overnight electronic trade? That's next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Well, there might be some profit-taking on Wall Street this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently a little lower. December corn is unchanged, 428. March corn unchanged, 441. January beans are down 7.5 at 1019. November new crop next year beans down 7 at 1042. December wheat's down 3 at 568. July new crop wheat down 4.5 at 601. And December Class 3 milk going into cheese up 21 cents right now at 1944 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
This Veterans Day salute has been brought to you by J. Stadler Machine. The staff of J. Stadler Machine would like you to join them in pausing to remember the men and women of the armed forces who've paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country in defending our freedom. Specializing in computer-controlled manufacturing, offering close-tolerance parts, precise and on time, J. Stadler Machine, located at West 20th Street in Oshkosh.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. I-43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green...
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app. 41 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 43, is that 43? In Oshkosh.
Yep. 43C, I'm sorry.
Celsius, so what is it?
I didn't know it's actually 43.
Oh, 43. Oh, fair enough.
I saw Jim, he had the plan for the drive-thru already laid out.
We're already discussing our business plan.
We'll get rid of the front desk area and the waiting area. Well, then we would have coffee for all of our guests.
Absolutely.
Right? Nikki's gone, so we'll just take her. Didn't she sit out there?
She's never come back from Hawaii.
Could we actually get that done, though, Jim, like a drive-thru over there?
Yeah, but then you'd have to get those parking spots.
Is Eric listening?
Give that up. He said he listens.
Give us a call.
I'm going to see
Todd, what's our number?
It's 920-264-0606.
Mayor Eric, give us a call. We got a business plan we need to talk to you about. We're overtaking a coffee shop and market in downtown Green Bay.
And people could even say, look, I just need a bottle of wine and a sandwich and go through the drive-thru. Never get out of your car. We would just run it down the hallway.
Absolutely.
Take it from the store. And
absolutely.
So drive-thru lunch.
Absolutely.
Customized drive-thru
absolutely.
Lunch. And if people want to have a glass of wine, a bottle of wine with their lunch, we're okay with that.
No question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. Todd, we need one investor. And we want that to be you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
I got my paycheck last night. Three-fourths of it has gone to bills. So,
all right, whatever. Okay. We want Todd involved with this. Yeah. So anyway, it is Cappuccino Day, ironically.
Isn't that something?
Boy, I got to tell you something. My car smells so fantastic. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I bought a $6 cup of espresso, just pure espresso. The other day, you know, I was up till 2:30 watching the election. Come back here at 5 in the morning. So I had 2 hours sleep. And I was driving to Appleton to interview two amazingly wonderful Vietnam veterans for my book. And I put the damn, you know what I had in my cup holder? I had like a pen. So it was like, you know what I mean?
I
put in the entire $6 cup of espresso spilled all over my car. But, and it smells fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
It's also pianist?
Pianist.
Pianist? Pianist Day?
Make sure and use the T.
Yes.
Pianist Day?
Pianist.
Pianist? Pianist.
Oh, you're that's okay. Piano.
Todd, let's just call it Piano Day.
Piano Player Day.
Pan.
I just got a. You know, it's funny.
Pan.
Isn't this weird how it's Cappuccino Day? We've been talking about that, and today is Pianist Day, like Piano Day. And
it's day?
I got the pianist, the piano.
Okay.
And I got a text yesterday that my piano is due for tuning.
You got a piano?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You play the piano?
It wasn't in your. Was it in your house? When we were there?
Yeah.
Is it upstairs on the third floor?
No. I couldn't get
fourth
up there.
Fourth floor, Todd. Fourth floor.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, it's in the living room.
Where did you hold the concert that day we were there?
And on the third floor, right?
I thought it was fourth.
You don't count the basement. The lower
level. Well, okay. But it's piano? Livable. Your basement's livable.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do with the piano when we were there? Was it there?
It was there. And I wanted the guy to stay because I bought all these little books with Christmas carols. And then have him play.
But why didn't you do that the night we were there at your party?
Because he had to leave.
That would have been great. Why could have sang? I would have sang.
I know. I'm not that good of a piano player. This year I'm going to. I'm going to. After I got a text yesterday from this chorus that might come and sing. I don't know if I'm going to book them yet. But anyway, after that, when we come downstairs, then we're going to sing a couple songs before you leave.
I'm in.
I know. So that's how we get my piano tuned. Isn't that nice, though, that they send the text reminding you?
How does something get out-of-tune?
It just sits there.
Humidity, air, right?
Yeah, you got to get your piano tuned all the time. My parents, we got to tune a lot. Every year.
When I sold my house in Alloy, I had a piano, and nobody wanted it. It's the same. We always talk about that.
Right.
Pool tables, roll top desks, then these big things where people
shuffleboards.
For an extra $1,000, we will keep that. And then it gets down to, can we just keep it? We don't have to move it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Harvey Wallbanger Day. I've never had a Harvey Wallbanger.
Really? Isn't that just
college drink?
What is it?
Is it orange juice and vodka, Jim?
Yeah, there's something else in there. Rum.
Ugh, I do not like rum. You know what? You always get on me about drinking.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
And I don't drink. I drink 1/10 of what you perceive that I drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still a lot.
Okay. But I can't. Two things. I can't stand gin, which you said you used to drink, right? I can't believe you're going to swallow it. It reminds me of a an air freshener in your car taste.
A little piney.
Yeah. I hate brandy. Spruce. Brandy to me tastes like Robitussin or something. And I can't drink rum. I hate rum. Yeah, the only like thing rum. I like whiskey and I like vodka. Nothing else drink-wise. Todd?
Well, what's different? If you don't, you like whiskey and you don't like rum?
No, I hate rum. Hate it.
Rum's sweeter, right?
Yeah, too sweet. Like I said, it tastes like cough syrup to me.
No, I meant you like whiskey, you don't like brandy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, don't like brandy. Do not like brandy. That,
I would put those in the
same class. Like harsh thing. I like harsh whiskey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And vodka, I want it to taste. I want a little bit of a burn.
Yeah. How about scotch?
No, hate it. Hate it. And my buddy next door to me.
I didn't.
He had a bottle one night. He goes, come on over, Johnny. I got this. I went to the Scotch Festival in Chicago. It's like $220.
Right.
And literally, if somebody said, hey, taste this. This is what you use to clean brass with.
No,
it'd be the same thing.
Over ice?
Oh, nope. Don't like it.
Oh, Chivas Regal. And that's not like crazy expensive.
But you like the flavor?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't.
Yeah. It was so unique. It's so different, right?
Yeah.
It's different than whiskey or we shouldn't be talking about this so early in the morning. But
why?
Why not? What else should we talk about? Should we talk about the presidential election being compared to the Packer game?
No.
No, we're past that. But scotch is just on the rocks. It's just,
really? Yeah. Nope. Todd, you're the voice of reason in the show. Yeah.
I like it all.
Do you?
Yeah. If the drink is good. I like a little gin every once in a while.
Okay.
Gimlet, right? Those are pretty strong.
Vodka, gin, gimlets. Vodka. Yeah, that's just
the martini?
Little lime juice.
Just a little martini action.
Dry vermouth.
No? Okay. Vermouth is terrible. The taste of vermouth, let's be honest. Well, why is that an ingredient in a drink?
Because it's a Manhattan. Why is it an ingredient? It's probably one of the best-selling drinks ever is a Manhattan.
But it doesn't taste good, do you think? Vermouth?
I like the clearer liquor better. Although here you just said I like scotch. Manhattans are better than like brandy on the rocks or something. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather have a Manhattan. So yes, no, I would say
but
that.
But it's just pure booze, isn't it? A Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean like okay. And it's not like scotch and soda. We have soda.
Scotch is too. Scotch on the rocks? Yeah, that's just
really
why water it down and put in Coca-Cola, whatever you guys do. Yeah.
All right. Today, you got this up. Shot day, Todd?
So we're talking about more liquor. Shot day.
Today's shot day.
Yep. Wow. So today's the day to do a shot in remembrance of somebody.
The best shot?
Wow.
I'll tell you the best shot. What's yours?
Peppermint, probably.
Well, no, that's...
I know, that's...
I didn't want to say the word.
You do that at the end of the night, so your breath is fresh.
I mean, yeah, right. Peppermint. What, like blackberry brandy? What do you drink shots? I don't...
Tequila.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Patron? A shot of Patron?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh. I could drink shots of Patron all night long.
Yeah, I know that. That's kind of a wussy thing, that peppermint.
Yeah, very. I didn't want to say.
I know you didn't.
Okay.
Well, Dr. McGillicuddy's is pretty good. That's kind of a minty kind of thing. And Jägermeister's okay.
But it's like a candy cane. It's like if you melted down a candy cane.
It is.
I need something that burns.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't like shots. I think shots are weird anyway, right?
I agree with that. Yeah, I remember when I was...
Where's your holster? You know, I mean, that's...
I don't know if this... I'm sure this is gone, but my day was always Wild Turkey. Remember Wild Turkey?
Yes.
Shots of Wild Turkey. Do they even still make Wild Turkey?
I'm sure, yeah.
When's the last time you ever saw Wild Turkey, though?
But Wild Turkey, that was... When we bought that, that was in more than the... A fifth. That was like a little...
It was serious.
Yeah. Wild Turkey, that was... That was a college thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Wild Turkey.
I remember I could talk to... Actually, we got Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback Randy Wright coming on. And Randy doesn't drink. But in that era, if you went to a certain establishments like Nicky's Bar in De Pere on a Sunday night or a Thursday night, those are two nights Packer players go out, and they would have bottles of Wild Turkey on the bar. And that's what everybody was drinking, shots of Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, bought a bottle. I mean, I would never go to a liquor store and buy a bottle of Wild Turkey. Would you?
Yeah, I have.
Sure. Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. Todd?
No.
Okay.
But when you're in college, I mean, come on. What, you're saying you would be embarrassed because it's too cheap?
Or, no, why just in general. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be honest. When I was in college, and I was at Arizona State University, which was, when I was there, was picked as the number one party school.
Wow.
But I don't ever remember buying a bottle of booze and having it at your apartment. Drinking was totally going out. You know, it wasn't like, when you get older, you sit at home and you watch a movie and you drink.
No.
Really?
Where you were
St. Norbert.
I know. Where you have your closet, you know, and above it was like those drawers where you can store stuff. It was a liquor cabinet.
I had one bottle of booze. And it's because let me check. So my folks used to come down sometimes in the winter, you know, leave the UP and spend some time in Arizona. And my dad, and I'll never forget, I had a guest come over.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
you couldn't
like,
have guests though in the dorm, right?
I was in an apartment.
Oh, well then, all right.
Oh, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. But anyway, so I pull out my one bottle of booze that my dad had left, and she's like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She says, "You're giving me a drink of that?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" You know what it was? Old Crow. Do you remember Old Crow?
I don't.
No, Todd, do you remember Old Crow?
Yep.
It was the nastiest tasting whiskey.
Whiskey?
Oh, it was so harsh.
That's a weird name,
it was my
too.
Butt. And she like blew me off. It's like, are you serious? Like because of what I have to drink?
Well.
Her loss.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Right. Look where she'd be today.
I know, right? Do they still make that? Old Crow?
I don't think so.
Old Crow bourbon.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it say?
It's bourbon.
Tasting notes. It's 80 proof, medium gold. The aroma is honey, candy corn, and ripe citrus.
Okay.
There's some vanilla caramel with a touch of oak. See, I never taste any of that stuff.
It's either sweet
or it's not. Yeah. It's either strong
sounds
or
like
it's
a candle.
But that totally turned that girl off, being a friend of mine, or whatever you want to call it. And because of Old Crow, she thought that was so low class.
Yeah, it is. That's because it is. Or was. Yeah. Old Crow, that's a weird... No, okay.
All right. Got a text here. My buddy bought me a bottle of Wild Turkey for my 21st birthday. I think we finished it on my 30th birthday.
Wow.
Nasty.
That's
peanut
funny.
Butter whiskey is the go-to today. Peanut butter flavored whiskey?
I believe so.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
You know, Heather Heil has a side interest in rum. We should have her on with that company that's doing the rum here in town. Maybe do a little taste testing on the air. I know you don't like rum.
What company? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So she, well, she.
So that company with the cool bottles?
I don't know about this. Yeah, I'm serious. I don't know. I miss it.
We've had them on and stuff like that before. But
maybe
have a couple of different rums in here and see which one we like the best.
Do you like rum?
Yeah, I do.
I will drink it. If somebody brings me free booze, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah. Could we do a Wild Turkey Day?
No.
Could we do an Old Crow Day?
In honor of Thanksgiving.
I'm thinking every Friday should be Shots Day.
Okay. Listen to me now. We're going to buy the place next to us.
Yeah. Gotta get a liquor license. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, we got connections to the city.
Yeah. Right. Eric, are you listening? Yes or no? Yeah. Eric, stop driving your kids to school and call us.
If we could get the street closed off for
a big anniversary. We can get a liquor license.
Absolutely.
I would agree with
I'm serious about this. Who wants to go into business with me? Let me know. We're opening a business right next door to us. Today is Shot Day. Courtney Thorne Smith is 57. Gordon Ramsay is 58. I thought he died.
No. Are you kidding me?
He's a chef guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, I'm thinking. Who am I thinking of? The other guy that used to do a show. He
the
killed
cooking
himself.
Show? Oh, no, that guy. He was in Green Bay. You know that?
I know.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
You know, the guy that traveled all over and he was kind of a, you know.
Lifestyles of the. No.
No.
No,
he did cooking shows all over the world.
Very, very famous. Anthony something.
Oh, no. Anthony Bourdain is what you're thinking of.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. They kind of seem like the same kind of guys, don't they?
No.
Anthony is much deeper and more thoughtful.
Right.
Quick shout out for the shot. Need to try a shot of Malort. It's chased with an old style. It's referred to as a Chicago handshake.
Do they still make old style?
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Boy, that Line and Kugels isn't going to be brewing in Chippewa Falls anymore.
What?
No.
Yeah.
We had, back in the day. Green Bay got this entrepreneurial award or a startup business award or something. And we had Line and Kugel come and talk to
Jake.
Us. Yeah, he's great.
I met him. He was a sponsor of one of my shows.
He was great.
He used to give out those big the canoe oars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Actually, they make some good seasonal beer, the Line and Kugels. Their summer shandy is actually really good.
So what are they going to make that
I think they're going to make it in Milwaukee someplace.
Darn. You know what? We're going to have them as one of our investors.
Okay. There you go. Jake, are you listening?
Yes, Jake.
Jake Eric, and the mayor.
Eric the mayor. Give us a call. We got to talk to you. Back after us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
In the words of actor Christopher Reeve, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. This Veterans Day, we give thanks to our members of the United States military, past and present, who've defended our freedom. This message brought to you by CMCP Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris McFetridge. It's that simple. Call CMCP Realty at 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Quiet down. Here she comes. Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Friday morning, we got high school football tonight. I'll tell you what, folks. We've got a phenomenal game coming your way tonight on TV 32. Ty, give me a little music. Give me a little something. Can I have something?
What do you need? Like,
I'd like a little dramatic music.
All right, let me work on it.
Do you have Lisa? Lisa,
Lisa,
Lisa, hey, Lisa, are you barefoot, yes or no?
I am barefoot. Yes, I know it.
My shoes are underneath. Why'd you ask that?
And tell your rum story.
Because we were at the show last week, and she was barefoot the whole time.
Oh, I see.
I'm a barefoot girl. I need to tell y'all my story about rum. Todd says I need to tell that.
All right,
story.
Let's hear it.
So, when I was in college the first time,
where?
So this at Northeast Louisiana University.
Oh back my gosh! Northeast Louisiana. You know who went there? You want to know who is a quarterback in Northeast Louisiana? Two. I'm going to give you a throw up. Bubby Brister.
Do you remember Humphreys?
Stan Humphreys, Bubby Brister, and the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, former Packer backup quarterback. No,
I don't know that one.
Oh man,
I'm sorry, but Bubby and Stan were in my time.
Okay,
I don't know about the guy that you're talking about. But
is
know,
it? It's not even called Northeastern Louisiana. Is it Lafayette now?
No, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, those are the Raging Cajuns. Don't you confuse those.
Okay.
No. We're talking, it's the University of Louisiana at Monroe now.
Monroe, and you're
the
right.
The Warhawks. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. So very cool.
And I actually had a crush on Stan.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell you something. I remember when I went to that little a little junior college, and all these schools would send out, you know, and I'll never forget this. You know, great academics, great whatever. In Northeastern Louisiana, we said, we are loaded with pretty girls. It's like, you couldn't put anything to get young guys to go to a school more than, we are loaded with pretty girls.
Pretty girls.
Yeah.
Pretty girls, Southern girls,
yep.
And it was a campus on the water. I mean, you couldn't have beat it. And one thing about NLU that I will say is that it had a championship ski team, water skiing team.
Oh, that's cool. And,
yeah, national champions because our campus is right on the water.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Okay, John. Yeah.
All right, can't you see my quick intro?
Besides,
Lisa, can you hang on for a second?
And UWGB's playing tonight at home, too, so you should plug them in.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Got a lot of bleep here, Jim.
Yep. Go ahead.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, round two, WIAA Division I High School Football Playoffs. Coming your way from Kakana High School. Kakana, the Ghosts, taking on the unbelievably talented Phantoms from West De Pere. Tonight, game time, 7 o'clock. Ted Stefaniak, John Mino, bringing you all the action. Tune in. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Shouldn't we have had the Phantoms versus the Ghosts on Halloween?
Do you know what they do? Lisa, you get a kick out of this. You know what they do at Kakana? Mm-hmm. They literally have a person on a horse, and they gallop in the full regalia of a whatever it is, and they deliver the football to the refs at midfield to start the game. So they have this horse that just gallops right down the middle of the field. And I've been doing these games for like 100 years. I'm not sure I ever saw a ref actually catch the ball, because as soon as that horse is getting close to them, they all back up. They're afraid of getting trampled. And I don't blame them. But they have this big horse that just, boom, gallops out there and drops off the football to start the game.
That's
it's
cool.
Really cool.
That is actually kind of cool.
That's cool. A good tradition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of quick texts here. Southern Comfort is the best, and Mallard is the worst shot I've ever done. Terrible. I don't know what Mallard is. Is it whiskey? Lisa, is Mallard whiskey?
I don't know.
I drink vodka, and I drink gin. I can't drink whiskey. I just can't do it.
The dark stuff. No, I hear you.
And I can't do rum anymore.
But she can also polish off a couple of bottles of wine on a Friday night.
I can.
Okay, you know what, though? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think one of the most overrated things, I don't know how to put this. It's like somebody be like, wow, I drank a whole bottle of wine. A bottle of wine is like nothing. Isn't it, though? I mean, it's like three glasses. Oh. There's not a lot.
Three glasses, yeah.
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 You know, you could, I went out for dinner. I had two glasses of wine before dinner and then wine after. And that's literally a whole bottle. But if you said, I drank a bottle of wine Saturday night sitting at home watching a game, it's like, you got a problem. Bottles of wine are like nothing, aren't they? Would you agree?
If you would say you had, if you say you had two beers, people would be like, well, that's okay.
Right.
But if you had a bottle of wine, it'd be like, oh my God, you got a problem.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
It's about the same.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of alcohol content.
It's 750 milliliters per bottle, standard size bottle of wine. So, you know, and
I'm impressed you would know the millimeters.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But wine is expensive in a restaurant, in a bar.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, because you look at wine is not that expensive in a store bottle.
So okay. I'm going to tell you something. I had somebody went to that event, I think you went to, at the Widener.
Yeah.
You know how much a glass of wine was?
Yeah, that's.
Take a guess.
And just
they told me this.
Merlot, it wasn't a great, it wasn't.
$14.
Oh, well, that's
a glass of wine at the Widener. $14. Isn't that incredible?
And it came out of a box.
Yeah, absolutely.
It came out of a box.
This came in from one of our listeners. Mallard is described as having a floral bouquet with a strong taste of diesel fuel.
Nice.
But is it a whiskey or is it a wine?
Not sure.
I don't even know what it is. Mallard. M-A-L-O-R-T. I don't know. Lisa.
Yes.
When you were in Louisiana, did you drink moonshine?
I have had moonshine, yes.
Do you know the story of my heritage?
John,
no.
You only got 2 minutes.
Are you from Moonshine Runners?
My grandma spent 2 years in federal prison in West Virginia for moonshining.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah. So proud of that?
I'm so proud of that.
Lisa, we only got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We got 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. Lisa, what's
We've
going
got
on?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
New Whistle Weekend. This weekend focuses on Veterans Day. So make sure you check it out. Even John Mino appears with his D-Day remembrances.
Great.
Remember you did those last year?
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're going to feature those this weekend.
Beautiful. Right. Glad to do it, Lisa.
How do we tune in for that?
That is every Saturday morning at 8 and Sunday mornings at 11 right here on WGBW and WISS. Also check out the Civic Media app.
Lisa, what you guys do and Terry Barr and everybody are phenomenal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Civic Media's own Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. We'll talk about what comes next in the Trump administration. Plus, is Donald Trump our retribution or our reckoning? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always